The dark silhouette was of a svelte man, suspended in the air and moving rather like the namesake of the constellation. But even a drunken monkey has more acrobatic skill than most sober men, and so it was with him. He slid along the nearly invisible rope to reach the cornice of the mansion and swung down to the ledge of a nearby window with deceptive ease. Then he opened the window and dropped inside onto thick ochre carpet, making no more noise than the single flap of a hummingbird's wings. A candle burning on a nightstand revealed a four-poster bed of varnished black cedar, and in the bed, lounging upon a crimson damask blanket, a beautiful young woman with perfectly coiffed black hair, dressed in a golden embroidered silk robe. The man's vulpine face grinned at her as if she were a hen. She opened her scarlet lips, but before she could speak or act, his lean frame darted the few steps between them, leapt upon the bed, and pinned her arms to the mattress. He pressed his lips against hers with subtle violence. She moaned in protest, twisted her right arm free, and slapped him across the face with admirable force. "Now," he whispered, holding his left cheek, upon which could be seen the thin line of an old scar. She gave him a humorless smile.
"You're late."
"I was delayed, my sweet."
"And drunk,"
she said, pursing her lips.
"Only mildly so,"
he replied, gesticulating, as if it could enhance his persuasive powers.
"I told you how I feel about drink, Darian Vin."
She sat up, and with surprising strength, grabbed him by his left arm and his shoulder-length dark hair and flipped him off the side of the bed. Darian rolled soundlessly and ended up in the position of a man meditating, facing her with an unruffled expression.
"Cora, my dear, I need a bit of extra courage to brave your father's house. He'd have my balls for breakfast if he knew I was here."
"Desire for me should overcome any apprehensions."
He sprang up to a stance without the use of his hands, bowed, and then spread his arms and recited.
"The promise of gold might make me bold. The chance for fame might do the same. But for your kiss, with death I'd dance, and parley for your underpants."